CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
Ontario reported 6 new deaths from COVID-19 yesterday, as well as 4 that the province says happened more than a month ago. The province said 1,135 people were in hospital with the virus yesterday. Ontario also recorded 4,295 new infections, but the scientific director of Ontario's panel of COVID-19 advisors has said wastewater surveillance suggests daily cases are around 100,000 to 120,000. A number of MPs, along with Ukrainian, Jewish, and Armenian groups, are calling for the Canadian Parliamentary Committee on Genocide to conduct an urgent probe into numerous reports of atrocities committed by Russian invaders against civilians in Ukraine. Liberal MP Eli Assassi says the discovery of mass graves containing civilian bodies in the town of Bucha needs to be urgently investigated in Canada's Parliament to establish whether Russia has committed genocide. After laying about $5.3 billion in the federal budget for a new dental care program, the Liberals now just have under 9 months to deliver a major tenet of the confidence and supply agreement they signed with the NDP to keep them in power until 2025. The terms of the deal say the government must start with children under the age of 12 in 2022, expand to under 18-year-olds, seniors, and people with disabilities in 2023, and fully implement the program by 2025. Huron County released its annual report for 2021 at this week's county council meeting. Warden Glenn McNeil says the annual report is important to measure the progress they make each year against their objectives.
Homelessness is our number one priority. We have engaged a dispersed model to address this. It's a start, and we need to do more. Expanding our broadband is a priority. We have started it, and there will be future work done on this also.
McNeil adds that decisions made at County Council are made using a climate lens that's important to its generation as well as future generations. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays fell behind 7-0 but ended up beating Texas 10-8 to win their home opener. Teoscar Hernandez and Casey Jansen both hit home runs. At the Masters, Listowel's Corey Connors was 1 over par through his second round and is currently tied for 10th at 1 under. The leader is Scottie Scheffler at 8 under. Tiger Woods is 1 over par and is tied for 19th. In the OHL, Owen Sound edged London 5-4, Kitchener beat Sarnia 5-2, and Windsor walked over Guelph 7-1. In the GOJHL playoffs, the KW Siskins beat Listowel 5-3 to take a 2-0 lead in their playoff series. Stratford beat Ayr 3-1 for a 2-0 series lead. Today we'll see a chance of flurries with a high of plus 4 degrees. Tonight, more flurries with a low of minus 1. Tomorrow, chance of flurries again, a high of 6 degrees. And on Monday, cloudy with a high of 13.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast. And read the latest stories on CKNXNewsToday.ca.